This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at BJGeekNation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. And you need something to make you look like you're the right person for the job. And there's nothing that says that more than the KISW Classic Trucker Cab.
Yeah.
What do you need done in life? Well, they'll look to you and go, oh, he's got that Classic Trucker Cab. He's the guy. She's the gal. That's the person I want. You want to get it, don't you? Because you want to be turned to for anything. And the KISW Classic Trucker Cab will make you the one they can't do without. Get it now at KISW.com.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game. So everybody scream his name. B-Migs, don't be a loser.
Whoa!
B-Migs, you're a loser.
It is time to be. Time to turn down for Thursday.
For
oh, yeah. Friday Junior, baby.
Yeah.
Getting there.
It's getting to the weekend.
Finally.
Almost.
Finally, baby.
And, well, judging by the weather, a nice waterlogged one.
No. We got some weather coming. Good weather coming.
Some sun today.
What? Yeah. What are you, medicated?
It looks terrible out there.
Well, yeah, right now. But have you checked the weather?
No, I don't do that.
Well, then why would you talk about the future when you don't even know what it is?
Because it would probably look terrible if it looks terrible now.
No, dude, we're actually supposed to go like back into the 80s next week. We're supposed to have super summer coming our way. It's starting with
sun,
this weekend.
Oh, yeah, look at all those little suns. Yeah, everyone's showing me all the little suns.
If only you had a phone that had a button that you could press that would tell you the weather.
I don't worry about that. I don't worry about those things.
No, you just pull everything out of your backside. You don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I mean, look it out there. It looks terrible outside.
That has nothing to do with later on today or tomorrow, for that matter, or Saturday.
Well, fine.
That's why they have a thing called weather, so you can know and not go, well, right now, life's going to suck forever.
Know? It's going
to change.
Tomorrow's
supposed to be cloudy.
See?
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm excited. I love cloudy.
Okay. Right, you know, fine. Steve, I would like to have both of them removed from America.
We can't.
I'm trying.
We're trying to play this game here. We've got Drew
we're failing
and Kent.
At that. I know.
We've got Drew and Kent. Drew, are you there?
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, Drew. See, he's there. He's ready to play.
Hey,
welcome to the show,
never, buddy. Never trust the weatherman.
See, exactly. Good point.
Okay, Rev, that doesn't explain why we should listen to you either.
All right, fine, whatever. Okay, what's he playing for today, Steve?
Well, Rev, playing for tickets to check out Iron Maiden at the Tacoma Dome on September 5th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. You want to see Iron Maiden, get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
I won't go if it's cloudy, Steve.
Whatever. Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Drew will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Drew, you can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
The process which plants eat and make energy is called what?
Photosynthesis.
Yes. The Battle of Gettysburg was fought in which war?
Civil War.
Yes. What is the name of the main pig in Charlotte's Web?
Wilbur.
Yes. The mountain range that includes Mount Everest is called what?
Rocky Mountain?
No. Invertebrates are animals that lack a what?
Spine.
Yes. How many months of in the calendar year have exactly 30 days?
One.
No.
Two.
No.
3.
No! Which musician had the 80s hit Super Freak?
Pass.
Which fast food company for 40 years used the slogan, Have It Your Way?
Burger King.
Yes. How many continents are there?
7.
Yes. The plural of moose is what?
Mooses.
No.
Pass.
Which musician had the 80s hit Super Freak?
Pass.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Correct.
Above
average, but I think below Steve's, what Steve's going to get today.
Yeah, it looks like Steve's back.
Well, you can't lose them all. Well,
I'd like to see that happen.
I know you would love to see that happen.
I was getting used to playing my music.
I know. I think you're getting a little too used to it.
Well,
so Steve's going to have to bring down the hammer.
This is very shocking, but I just looked at the screen.
Uh-huh.
And Steve's on a wrestling tease site. I mean, seriously, his whole
WrestlingTees.com, baby. Yeah. That's where I get all my good stuff.
Oh, all the good stuff.
You know,
how many black shirts with white text can Steve have?
Yeah.
All of them. Well, now that you're distracted, are you ready?
Yes, I want to give a shout-out, though.
More shout-outs.
So it says, hey, Steve, I need a big win today. It's been a hell of a 24 hours. My 19-year-old son is waiting to get bone marrow biopsy to see if he has leukemia. And we can get some good vibes from our friend Rose in Tacoma.
Give it a shout-out.
Yeah. Shout-out to Rose.
Win or lose, we got nothing but love for you.
Yeah,
so hopefully I win, Rose. But I can't promise.
Well, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
The process by which plants eat and make energy is called what?
Photosynthesis?
Yes.
Nice.
The Battle of Gettysburg was fought in which war?
The War of 1812.
No.
The Civil War.
Yes. What is the name of the main pig in Charlotte's Web?
Wilbur.
Yes. The mountain range that includes Mount Everest is called what?
The Cascades.
No.
Rocky Mountain.
No.
Mountaintop.
No. Invertebrates are animals that lack a what?
Spine.
Yes. How many months in the calendar year have exactly 30 days?
All of them.
No, exactly.
I don't know. 7.
No.
6.
No. Which musician had the 80s hit Super Freak?
Super Freak. That's Rick James.
Yes.
Bitch. A very freaky girl.
Which fast food company for 40 years used the slogan, Have It Your Way?
McDonald's.
No.
Burger King.
Yes.
That's it.
How many continents are there?
There are 5.
No.
7.
Yes.
Nice.
The plural of moose is what?
Meese.
No.
Yes.
Moose.
Yes. Nice. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You win. 8-6.
Drew. You just said moose.
Yeah.
Drew.
Not.
Sorry, buddy.
Good game, Steve.
You too, my friend. Out.
There goes Drew.
That's for Rose.
There you go.
Lots good of love vibes. For you, Rose.
Good
lots
vibes.
Of good vibes. Prayers. Whatever the heck we can send your way so that you get the love and support you need.
Maybe a moose or two. Or mooses.
Or meese.
A moose or two? Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? He really knows how to just keep a beautiful moment going.
Moving on. How many months in the calendar year have exactly 30 days?
That would be 11.
No.
Oh, exactly 30 days?
Yes.
Oh, I missed what you said.
I that repeated would, it when Steve said yeah,
that
all
would
of
be,
them.
That would be 6.
No.
7.
No.
9.
No. This is fun.
10.
Oh, no. 4. I'm
there you go. It's 4.
I was thinking 31 days. Yep. God, I really got confused in that question.
Yeah, you did.
30 days has November, April, June. It has September, April, June, and November.
Good job.
You doing okay over there?
I am having a, but I know the answer, but totally screwed up the question.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, what mountain range is Mount Everest in? You know this.
The Himalayas.
That's not how you pronounce it.
Himalayas?
Yes, it is. That's exactly how you pronounce it, the Himalayas. We're the ones been saying it wrong the whole time. Himalayas. It's actually the Himalayas.
Nah, I don't believe you.
Oh, you don't?
No. Nope.
Like Vincent Van Gogh when it's really Van Gogh.
Yeah, I don't believe that either.
Look it up,
either.
Skipjack.
Yeah. No, yeah, I can look it
Jif.
Up. Yeah. I don't know.
Look it up. Ask anybody that knows how to speak.
In Brazil.
Yeah, it's Brazil.
I was like, what is that?
Vicky will tell you.
And right,
Vicky?
Jared Leto.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
don't speak Spanish in Brazil.
Yeah, they speak.
What do they speak?
Portuguese.
Okay, well, it's still said Brazil.
Your smarty pants. Yep.
Like you said, I know. I'm like, I don't speak Portuguese.
Wow. I bet you know how to say Brazil.
I know how to say it in Spanish.
All right, say it.
Brazil.
Okay.
Wow. I don't know Portuguese. He's going to me. He's like,
this is the dumbest conversation.
How do you say Portuguese? I don't know.
Yeah, I think we have had dumber.
This morning.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Steve. You won with 8 correct.
That's right, man. Caller number 8, guess what you're doing? You are going to see Iron Maiden at the Tacoma Dome. Caller number 8, 206-421-ROCK. Congratulations, caller number 8. Guy was on Reddit recently, and he put a post out there saying how he loves doing this. Want to see what Danny thinks about this. He puts watermelon on his pizza.
Out.
Are you not the pineapple guy either, right?
Right.
Yeah, well, you're a moron.
Any kind of sweet on pizza is just terrible.
Yeah, sweet and savory never goes together. You're right.
I like when people cut up their watermelon to make it look like it's pizza. That's fun.
Oh,
have you ever seen that?
Yeah, I could do that.
That's pretty cool.
Is it where they add like the whipped cream on it and all the fun toppings?
And they got
that
like
looks
this,
awesome.
It's like a little fruitapalooza on
your mouth. Never seen that before. That's awesome.
Fruit, quote unquote, pizza.
Yeah, I would eat that all day.
Because it's not really pizza.
Right.
I'm willing to try it. I like pineapple on pizza.
Me too, man.
I think pineapple on pizza is fantastic.
Best.
Although I'm typically just a cheese or pepperoni guy. I'm willing to give it a shot, but I don't think it's going to be good. Watermelon on a pizza?
You don't think? With that,
no.
The only thing I worry about is would it get too watery? But if it doesn't get too watery, and maybe if it's baked, it'll probably bake a little bit of the water out of there. I bet it's great.
I've never had cooked watermelon.
Yeah, me either.
I mean, I know some people grill it, and they have such thing as watermelon jerky. By the way, it was disgusting. But some people like it.
Watermelon
it was really
jerky.
Bad.
And from what it sounds like you cook the pizza and then you just put the watermelon on at the end for like the last little batch of cooking. Like not for like the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't know how I'd feel about something cold on my pizza like that, but then I have cold pizza, so I don't know.
Yeah, have you ever had cold tomatoes on it? Like, you know, regular tomatoes, sometimes they dice up some cold tomatoes and put it on top of the pizza?
Or some fresh feta.
Oh,
it's good.
I don't know if
cold
I've ever
cheese.
Had I don't know if I've had the cold on the hot.
It's
okay.
Good.
Hey. All right.
So I was watching a commercial, and it was a Domino's commercial, and they said, Seattle's favorite Hawaiian pizza.
Boom, suck it.
Well, I was saying, is it a Seattle thing? Like, is it a Pacific Northwest thing? I know everyone has Hawaiian pizza, but is it because, like, up here is it
I feel like Hawaii
thing?
Should be the one that loves it the best. Isn't that where it got its name?
I have a small feeling that maybe they do that in every town that they have a commercial, and they probably say, and, you know, Nebraska's favorite Hawaiian pizza.
And it doesn't
have... That'd be interesting.
And just because it's called Hawaiian doesn't mean it was originated in Hawaii. I think they called it that because it's pineapple. It's like, oh, as pineapple or coconut, we can call it Hawaiian.
If memory serves me correct, we did some kind of a favorite pizza toppings, and I think in Washington it was pineapple, though.
Yeah,
or Hawaiian.
Well, I was just saying, it makes a lot of sense why you guys all have bad taste.
Oh, I see.
Wow, Dion's douche.
Here now.
All right, Vicky, look it up. Find out where Hawaiian pizza originated. I'm going to go with Hawaii.
I don't think it originated in Hawaii.
I don't think so.
But I could be wrong. Okay, while we're talking about pizza, can we give a quick rest in peace to Sizzle Pie?
Rest in pizza?
Oh, Danny doesn't know this?
I'm
not happy about this either.
Sizzle Pie's gone?
Sizzle Pie is shutting their doors here in Capitol Hill at the end of this month.
No!
Oh, my gosh.
They're staying open in Portland and Nevada, but apparently price is shocking. To be able to have a store or an establishment in Seattle, it costs too much money.
Wow.
And it got to the point where I guess they couldn't keep paying the amount of money that they had to pay to rent out the space.
This and California Pizza Kitchen shut all their restaurants
Super
down here?
Super bummed about this. Because,
damn.
You know, with my wife being vegan, we always try and find these fun places that make both of us happy. And Sizzle Pie, their pizza's great just as it is. Their vegan pizza is fantastic. So it got to the point where I stopped even ordering my own pizza, and we just got the same pizza and shared it because their cheese, quote-unquote cheese, pizza that's for vegans is amazing.
Wow.
I'm really bummed about that.
I'm not so sad.
Why?
Only because the joint we have on Mercer Island, Mia Posto, when they have a couple of these places around the area.
Do they have vegan pizza there?
I do not know that.
Because
I haven't paid attention to know. And besides, you're not coming to Mercer Island.
No, I stay away from there because I'm afraid I might run into you.
I don't blame you.
Run into
I don't
him.
Blame you.
You might be walking the streets of Mercer Island.
Well, hey, I ran into Vicky when she had her date, so you don't want to be around.
And you guys would never guess where Hawaiian pizza originated from.
I guess it's not Hawaii.
It is not Hawaii.
Damn it, Vicky wins again.
A guy created it in Canada.
Nice.
And he was from Greece. He moved to Canada when he was 20, and then he decided to try, you know, pineapple on pizza in 1962 to attract customers.
Okay, look at Canada creating Hawaiian pizza, America creating, you know, fortune cookies, and China creating spaghetti or whatever. I mean, pizza, whatever
the
hell.
Do you know what they put on Hawaiian pizza in Ireland? I looked this up.
Okay.
Yep. Corn.
Oh, I think I want to try that.
I don't know why it's called Hawaiian at that point, but they put corn on it.
It's sweet.
Corn is sweet, man.
I'll try corn on my pizza. I'll just try pizza.
There you go.
There you go. It is time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What do you want to talk about? We got your calls, your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW. You got something to say?
I have something to say.
They're wild, rabid, and on the loose. This is Listeners on the Loose.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Car Toys. Listeners on the Loose, this is where you pick the topic. This is where you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. You know what it is, man. You get to talk about what you want. But while you're doing it, you have to follow Steve's rule.
And that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, you'll be gone, BJ. And we'll have to say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Ken in Tacoma, you are on the Rock.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen and lady.
Morning, Ken. What you got for us,
hey,
buddy?
So, first off, I want a simple suggestion. Steve, congrats on the baby.
Thank you.
Never thought of a name for her. Shout out to your homeboy, Ted. Theodora.
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 How did you know that's what we were naming our child?
Wow. What a beautiful name.
Funny fact, though, Ted's name is not Theodore.
Yeah. Oh,
no. His name is Ed.
Oh, Ed.
Yeah.
So Ed, where did he get the T?
He just decided, you know what, it needed a T.
All right. Everybody needs a little T. Nice.
So anyway, with all the talk about pizza and you guys recently being in Chicago, I didn't know if people knew there's an amazing deep dish Chicago-style pizza joint in Seattle.
Oh, really? Where's that?
It used to be in with Batch 206 in Inner Bay.
Okay. All right.
But it moved to by the Woodland Park Zoo, 60th and Finney. It's called Windy City Pie.
Okay.
The guy there does everything by hand. The dough, the sauce, you know, pepperonis. He does everything. I don't know if there's a vegan option, but screw it. Go without your wife.
Windy City
Fair
Pie.
Enough. Fair wow. enough. I like the way you think.
Windy there City, and then there's a block away. There's an a la mode for dessert afterwards.
Oh, give me a break.
I like the way Ken speaks.
Yes.
Ken knows what's up. He knows us, man. Appreciate it, Ken.
You go to the Thank zoo.
You could go to the zoo and then afterwards have some pie.
And then dessert. Oh, my God. That is the perfect day.
Okay, let's do it.
Yes.
Let's take Vicky to the zoo.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll go eat some pizza.
We're going to the zoo.
Yeah, I'll get you a blimp.
Yay, thank
you. It's the last time. I remember the last time we went to the zoo when we first moved here with Joey and Sarah, 10 and 7 years old, 20 years ago. And that was the song, Raffy's. We go, went to the zoo, and we played it. Blast. Oh, you'll be knowing these songs, Steve.
Yep.
You'll be knowing all these songs. And you'll be going to the zoo, and we can take Vicky and your daughter. They're about the same age, really, or same height they'll be.
Same height, yes. As soon as she's born, she'll be the height of Vicky.
Yeah. And is that Windy City Pie we're looking
at? It looks really good.
Oh, I want to go. I do want to go. Okay. Up near the Woodland Park Zoo. I love this. Oh, man, there's so many good places around here to go to. I can't fit them all in.
If only there was 30 days in a month.
Only.
Actually, except for February, there
That's
are.
That's true.
Yeah.
You can make it happen. You're not really feeling it then.
Well, here's
you
the problem.
It, you go get it.
I want it, but I also don't want to be massively overweight.
That's a good point.
That's so I'm at that place.
And I'm looking at one of their slices of pizza, and I'm just like, well, that looks healthy. It's a giant egg on top of the Chicago-style pizza, and, and the yolk just breaks up and just
Eggs are healthy.
Yeah, it's like a loco,
in.
Like a loco pizza is really what it is.
Loco pizza.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. I feel like when an egg is poached, it looks a little healthier than normal. So I feel like this counts healthy.
Vicky, you don't.
My stomach is making noises
Vicky,
right
I see what you eat for breakfast. We cannot go by what you assess as
healthy.
I said
it looks healthy. Yeah, I'm not saying it is.
You said you like to walk, BJ. Walk over there.
Yeah.
And then that'll
burn
do
the calories.
That,
Let me tell you something. Danny, you've hit on something. When I don't have to do this job anymore, that is what I'm going to do.
I did that.
I walked to Factoria Mall to get a no-name cake at Mod Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm going to walk to the mall, have pizza, have the no-name cake, and walk back home, figuring I'm going to burn it all off.
Okay, yeah, maybe.
Dude.
How many miles did you walk?
Factoria Mall from Mercer Island. Check it out. That's a long walk.
All right. I'm just saying, a lot of times we think it's actually doing something, but it's really not.
Dude.
I mean, it's better than nothing. I'm not going to say that.
But. It's 3.7 miles.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's pretty far.
Yeah. So it's like it's almost a 7 mile walk. And you go, check out how many calories you burn off when you walk a mile. Yeah, probably not 1,000, but.
There's a lot more to it than just that, though.
What do you mean? If you walk vigorously,
the type of fat that you're putting in, it's not just.
I'm just talking calories, brother.
But you also have to. It depends on if you burn a different amount if you're running, how fast you're walking, how fast your heart rate is going.
Here we go. All the health guys ruining my special plans.
And how much protein did you eat? That's going to help put on muscle.
Oh Jesus! I don't care about all that. I just want a goddamn piece of pie.
Then just eat it.
And shut up.
You're the one telling me I shouldn't go walk
Just
and do
eat it.
It
and shut up.
Yeah. Just eat it and shut up. That's your name of the shirt.
Yeah. I mean, I told you I tell you my dreams, my hopes, and you guys take an S all over them.
Well, that's what we're here for. That's what friends are for.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Thanks,
here
man.
To tell you your dreams are stupid.
My dreams are stupid. Thank you. You know what? Why do I even do this show?
I don't know.
I try to share a happy time in my life, and you guys are the most miserable F's I've ever met.
Well, yeah, I wonder
you
how
took
that
an
happened.
All, I don't know how that happened. Why did that?
I learned it by watching you.
I know, and I'm the nice guy of the show now.
You're the nice guy yelling F all of us?
Yes, because I said, you know, I shared a hope and a dream when I'm retired, what I will do.
You'll burn 1,000 calories walking. Apparently, only a mile of walking is anywhere between 80 to 160 calories. So.
What if you walk like a fiend, like I do?
I might as well run, dude.
I walk like a fiend, man.
You're like the Forrest Gump of walking?
Exactly.
Nice.
I'm picturing those speed walkers that kind of shake their hips and walk all funny.
That's me, baby.
But you need the outfit and stuff and the helmet.
Oh, you know what? I just want a piece of pizza, Vicky. Don't get me all stylized.
Oh, somebody says, as a Lyft driver, I dropped someone off at Windy City Pizza, and they said they were raving how great it is.
Okay. So we'll walk to Windy City Pizza.
So the person, PJ, you're an old man. Time to just eat the pie and forget about your health.
That's why I want to get my blood test and find out, like, that new blood test that will tell you how long you have to live. I want to check it out. If I get 5 years to live, I'm doing what I want. It's over. Doing what I want.
Oh, man, this is cool. I guess yesterday someone texted, did you hear that Mike McCready and Matt Cameron, both playing Pearl Jam, sat in with Cheap Trick last night at the St. Michelle doing the song Surrender. It was amazing.
Oh, I love that song. That would have been
McCready's
amazing.
McCready's a huge Cheap Trick fan. Hell, they played his birthday party once at the Neptune.
That's right. Yeah, dude, I love Cheap Trick. I mean, I love that band.
Underrated band, I feel.
You know, there was a time they were amazing. Like, everybody loved them, and then, boom, nobody loved them anymore. And I agree with you, Steve. There's a lot about that band to really love long term.
Oh, so this is Windy City. They have board games.
I was actually just looking at that right now.
Whoa!
They have Catan, Ticket to Ride, Seven Wonders, Ambassador. They have other games that aren't BJ Speed, like Battleship.
F you, Vicky, my speed.
No, you like
You're not
fancy
a battleship
one.
Guy. Oh, I thought Why'd you meant so Mr. Unmiserable yeah, over here.
I thought she was taking a shot that I like Battleship. Battleship is for losers.
She said that's
exactly.
Not
wow. That's
I miss
no, there's no winning.
Mouth. I misheard you. My apologies.
Also, exploding kittens.
There's
that's a fun game.
Windy City Pie has a younger sibling store over in Beacon Hill, and it's called Breezy Town Pie or Pizza, and it's a Midwestern pan pizza that looks fantastic.
What's the difference between that and deep dish?
Well, deep dish is the thicker kind. The pan pizza is kind of like a thin crust.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I've had Midwestern pan pizza.
I've never had it described as that, but I'm willing to give it a shot.
I am too.
See, there's a lot of places to go, plus board games at Windy City Pie.
Dude, I was just thinking
of
you.
How am I not there?
Because where I'm going to be wrestling on September 7th, I'm wrestling Dave Turner for Reign Pro Wrestling in Tacoma.
Okay.
At a place called Dystopian State Brewing. And apparently, they are big into board games there. They even have on their website.
Whoa!
It has a tab that says board games.
Dude, that
and then it lists.
Amazing.
Look at all the board games they have there for you to play.
Oh, dude, that's legit, because those are the kind of games Vicky's talking about. I'm looking at what you've shown me. That is a legit board game place.
This could be a reason for you to watch me wrestle. You come and play board games and then watch the
You're wrestling
sheet.
In that joint?
Yeah.
That's a good-looking joint.
It's a nice spot, yeah. Rev, September 7th.
Do you know that place, Rev?
Yeah, it's pretty fantastic.
Well, he's a man about town in Tacoma.
It's
of course he's going to know it.
Yeah.
Rev, I'll come visit you if we can play board games down there. We'll come down.
Well, you can play board games all you want.
He's not going to go.
You know what? I try to be nice and visit people. I mean,
I'm starting to pick up on what's going on here.
Are you really? Yeah, it's me. The focal point is nobody wants to be with me.
I invited you to watch me wrestle, and you can play board games. So if you get bored of the wrestling, you can play your board game.
That's true.
See, I'm trying.
I kind of now, after you took me to the wrestling event in Chicago, I am kind of now want to see you wrestle.
Nice.
I got to find the time that doesn't interfere with my board games if I can pick a night.
Well, this is a good one because it's you could spend all day Saturday playing board games.
Yes. And then they do the reset, and there you are.
And then do the reset.
Yeah, all right.
We can talk to some people. I bet they could keep a table in the back for you. That way, while all the wrestlers are getting ready for the night,
You
could be in there like, who's that guy playing board games for the last 11 hours?
That's BJ. He's an idiot.
And we can go see Shake, Shake, Shake afterwards.
What the hell is that?
It's a milkshake
place.
Oh,
yeah.
Shake, Shake, Shake
is good.
Sorry, I'm real excited. I'm planning days.
BJ, you're going to need to walk to Tacoma.
I know.
Why am I taking health advice from Vicky? Everything she does is like just a carb, sugar nightmare.
I know, and that's why you love me. Because your kids don't give you any of this.
Love's a very strong word. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. What do you want to talk about? You know what? The floor is yours. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Listeners on the Loose, your calls, your texts at 933 on The Rock.
And BJ, I think I have the world's creepiest text to share with everybody in the next break.
All righty.
It's about Vicky.
Oh, really?
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Somebody texted about the story. I said, did you hear about the story about a bunch of cocaine found in bananas here in Washington?
Dude, how crazy is that?
So I'm looking at a King 5 report. It says cocaine valued at more than $1 million was found inside shipments of bananas at three Safeway stores here in Western Washington.
Whoa.
Dang. 22 kilos, nearly 50 pounds of coke.
Yeah, was one of them up in Bellingham? Was Woodinville?
It says one was in Woodinville. Then there's also one in Federal Way and also Bellingham.
Whoa. So three different banana crates with cocaine. And what did you say it was valued at, or did they say?
Valued at more than $1 million.
Wow. If you find that, what do? Do you keep it and try to sell it?
No, I'm not going to become a drug dealer because I just found a bunch of cocaine.
You sell it one time. You sell it one time to somebody, and then they sell it. You're just selling it to one person.
No, I'm not going anywhere near that
stuff. Yeah, I don't even, you know what? I don't know what I do because you know that's somebody's. You know that's a cartel's, right?
See, maybe put up an ad on Craigslist or Facebook saying, hey, drug dealers, I want to give you back your drugs because I want you to kill me.
So where was that? Do you think that was supposed to go? I mean, unless they feel like, ooh, do you think there's like a drug ring somewhere that somebody had like...
Gorillas. I mean, the gorillas love coke.
The gorillas love coke. Okay, I didn't
They're bringing
that.
It to the zoo where Vicky wants to go.
Okay.
Yes.
Dude, I think I'm going to follow this story because something's up.
What if you could get coke in the produce section at Safeway? We never knew that.
Oh, you mean that's a new item?
Yep.
Oh, I had no idea.
Oh, funny enough, I got to go shopping today.
That will make the banana section.
Well, that would make Safeway my new store. I mean, look, I love QFC and all that, but I mean, if Safeway's, you know, I can get all my coke there. I can get my Coca-Cola and my cocaine. I'm going.
If you guys haven't seen the documentary Orange is the New Black, they totally ship things through the restaurant supply store, so that's how they get stuff into the prison.
That's right, too. You think Red's still in charge?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
How about they open up the boxes, the workers, and they immediately call the police. So that answers your question. These people are on the up and up.
Yeah,
it's unclear where the bananas were grown.
Whoa.
Well, clearly from the cocaine tree.
So obviously, I mean, what I'm thinking then is that this banana company, whoever it is, supplies to many people and also meant to send some somewhere where the cocaine people could pick it up. And
so
somehow, They screwed up on the job.
So that employee is going to get in trouble. Oh. Hey, dude, you sent it to the wrong place, all that cocaine.
By the way, you know what they do in all the movies. There's no getting in trouble. He's dead.
Oh, I thought they just go on a suspension or
no,
something.
No, they don't get suspended. They
get reprimanded and sent to the other. They get sent back to the marijuana division.
Yeah, they're done. It's pretty much gunned it. I mean, that's $1 million in product. How do you come back from that? You don't.
Texas says, I need to buy more bananas.
Yeah. Man, that ass really is bananas.
So I want to know, what was that creepy text that somebody sent
in? Right, yeah. So you teased before we left and said that there's a creepy text, creepier than normal?
Well, it was funny because as we were about ready to go into the Stone Temple Pilots song, it just pops up on our text line and just says, Vicky is smoking hot and I want to see her naked.
Whoa!
Did you read the rest of the text?
Oh, there's more there?
Many more.
Let's talk about Vicky's naked body. I can't read the last one.
Oh, really? Let me see what the last one says.
I mean, that's very cool. Whoa. Some people aren't into that.
Oh, he wants to. Nice. He wants to. Yeah, he does.
I do love the first one he wrote, though. His Dash Point is a great place to take the family.
Oh, boy.
Are you kidding me? He starts with a family-friendly message. Then he talks about what he wants to do.
Yeah, 3 minutes after he sent the one about the family, it goes to, I want to give Vicky a tongue lashing.
All right.
So do you think he's got a family?
Probably. I think he's probably married. I get a lot of those, especially on Facebook.
Let us know. We won't dime you out, but just let us know, are you married or not? I'm just curious.
I would like, we won't dime you out, but yes, because is Vicky like the dirty little cheat girl? Is that what people find attractive to her with the married people? Why can't Vicky find a nice man that finds her attractive and he's single and maybe he doesn't tell her he wants to give her a tongue lashing until maybe they have a couple of dates?
Right, or at least a conversation in person.
Yeah.
I think he owes it to us. You're going to send us these creepy texts that all of us have to read. We need to know at least the context.
See, does any man get upset if a woman says to them, hey, I find you attractive and I'd like to give you the reciprocal activity that a man would like? I don't know. I would never be upset at that.
I've had guy friends get upset. It's like the second they get into a relationship, that's when all the girls come out of the woodwork.
So they're upset because of the missed opportunities.
Yes.
It's like, why didn't you tell me 3 weeks ago?
We try to tell men, guys, women do not communicate the way we do. You would love to hear a woman tell you, yes, I would like to do all these things and see you naked. That's what you would like to hear, but that's not what most women would like to hear, like as an opening conversation from somebody they have no clue who they are. That's just, and yet men are stupid, don't get that.
Yeah.
They just don't understand that. Yes, now, you know, even Vicky, who, you know, I mean, Vicky's cooler than most chicks. She's at a point of her life now where she's looking for a different type of interaction.
Yeah, I'm growing up. I got the house. I even got...
Well, this guy's growing up as well, apparently, when you talk.
Yeah, yes, he is. I wonder if that ever works. You know, I wonder if any radio woman has ever really responded to that.
She's like,
I wish we could get an honest... when they, because they always ask every year at the radio convention, hey, ladies, is any, or anybody ever dated a listener?
And nobody puts their arm up, which is so full of crap.
So full of crap.
Dude, no. There's no... like, I want to look at some of these people and just be like, give me a break.
Yeah, I'm looking at all the dudes going, yeah, you do. It's the only chance you have.
I'm literally the only person that ever puts their hand
up.
Yeah,
it's true.
I'm just really glad our text line doesn't get pictures.
Oh, gosh. It would be awkward.
It would be super awkward, especially because, like, all of us will get it.
Yeah, we would see a lot of dong.
But we do have their numbers, weird texter.
True.
Yeah, we do.
He hasn't texted back. You know he's listening. Now he's in a moment of crisis.
Oh, I know what he's doing right now.
Yeah, text us back, dude.
Remove that hand from that place and text us.
We could call you. Dude. See, that's what we could do, call you and see. Let's put him on the air.
See if he wants to go on the air, right?
So there was a time.
The way he talks on the text line, we have to dump him.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. There was one occasion where there was a dude online on Facebook who would always try to ask me out, and he was actually kind of cute. So I finally am like, okay, so when are we doing this? And he, like, froze up. He's like, wait, what? Like,
talked a big game and then got nervous.
Yeah, he got nervous. I was like,
I get that.
Sure. And then he never said anything. I just thought that was hilarious. God, I would have been down to go on a date.
Who are these people? Who can't pull the trigger? Unless maybe he's in a relationship.
Yep. A lot of dudes on Facebook. Yes. It's like, hey, mammy, let's go do stuff. And I look engaged to so-and-so. I'm like, okay.
Oh, good news. The guy's divorced.
Surprising.
Go for it.
There you go.
Vicky, surprising.
I'm just saying, he was probably doing this to other girls before, and that's probably why he's divorced.
Now we're jumping to conclusions.
Yeah, what makes you think a guy who sends a random tongue-lashing message to a radio personality would ever send these messages while he was married? Come on, Danny.
Says, I can't text because my hands are full. That was a joke. One person says, I like to give Steve some tongue-lashings.
That's
like the coolest thing I've heard today.
Oh, sorry, that was supposed to be a private text, Steve.
Oh, sorry about that.
Come on, Danny.
Yeah.
You know my number.
Yeah, Danny, come on. Make it happen. Plus, send Steve pics. Or it didn't happen.
Well, that's good. At least he's divorced. So, see, there is still...
See, there's hope.
There's classy guys out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm reading the other text messages. It's just like a wave of really, really filthy ones.
Oh, from the same guy?
Oh, just in general, people.
Oh, no, now it's opening up the...
floodgates.
We're opening up the floodgates.
Yeah, I mean, I hope these guys are just trolling and having fun as opposed to thinking they're really going to have a shot.
And some of these are funny. I'm like, if it's a joke, it's hilarous.
If I describe,
I've never heard of slob down. That's a good word.
Slob down.
good phrase.
Women love that. I'm sure every woman right now is like, introduce me to that Prince Charming.
Someone says my girlfriend would totally support this. Open relationships for the win.
Hmm.
Another person says I'd like to hang out with Danny.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. I'm sure your girlfriend really supports.
Let's go get
this
pizza.
Too. If your girlfriend supports it, have her text Vicky right now.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Oh, wow. Putting them on the spot.
Everybody talks a big game. My girlfriend would say, will you shut up?
I don't know if people are just going to freely just, like, share that their girlfriend's down for something like that. That's an interesting volunteer move on their part.
I just think it's another dumb, stupid guy thing. You know what I mean? It's like he can say it with the anonymity, thinking no one's going to know. But if you push comes to shove, if Vicky said, okay, I'm ready to go. It's you, me, and your girlfriend. He'd probably freeze just like everybody else. That's all I'm saying.
I would love my Danny.
Can you read? Which one is this one?
I love from Vicky, too.
Whoa!
Do something to my morning mahogany.
Oh, morning mahogany. I love that one.
Oh, he's got a lovely proper language.
Vicky, let me ask you this, because every woman wants to believe that they're beautiful enough that somebody would find them attractive. Now, granted, the way that the men are putting all this is not the greatest, but I mean, is it cool that people at least think you're attractive enough that they, you know, they want you to interact with their morning mahogany?
I mean, I think it's nice and all, but like all the weird, like high school self-esteem issues pop in. It's like, what if they really don't like me and it's just a joke? They're trying to make fun of me.
Oh,
do you guys ever have that?
Yeah, I do. I can actually, you know, that's the one thing you've said that I can actually agree with.
So
this is an extreme way to get to a punchline, though. You know what I mean? Like, they want to hang out with you. They're not going to do
Our brains are weird.
We've watched way too many bad romantic comedies.
Yeah. Right.
Because that's the premise for, like, some bad romantic comedies out there. Like, oh, it's a joke. Let's go out on a date. And then it's like everyone's laughing at you. I don't know if that necessarily happens outside of high school.
It's going to be like Harry, where they all throw, you know, whatever it is.
Exactly.
Pig's blood on me, and then I get superpowers. So actually, let's do this. I want superpowers.
Let's not do that, people. Vicky's tough enough as is. We don't need her to have her be a superhero to be able to. She'd super be a super villain. Yeah, you would be a super villain.
Someone just said, I want to treat Vicky with caring and respect.
Oh, yeah? And then I want to give her a tongue lashing.
Yeah, they didn't say that, but I'm sure that's where they
Oh, that's coming next.
Vicky, I just want to snuggle up with you on the couch and watch snakes on a plane.
Oh, is that euphemistic? I think it is.
I think it is.
You're the plane. He's got the snake.
I would love to respect Vicky's body and not sexualize it right away.
Not right away.
Okay.
This reminds me of the very nice porn videos they have online where it's a guy's like, hey, I'm going to take you out on a date and then kiss you goodbye if you're cool with it. And then say goodbye.
I've never clicked on those thumbnails.
I've seen the screenshots. Like, they're hilarious.
Yeah. It's an interesting thing about self-esteem, though, because, you know, unless you were the super popular person in school, that sticks with you for the longest time. And even if later on down the road, I don't think I'd ever believe it. Even when, like, you know, we've had a couple of women go, hey, BJ, you're pretty attractive. I go, you're medicated.
Guys.
Yeah, exactly. I will never believe that. I feel like my wife, the reason she's with me is she's a sweet human being that doesn't care about looks. That's what I've told myself all these years, which, you know, whether it's true or not, I don't know if I can stop believing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so, you know, is that the worst thing? Is like our self-image that we've created is all the way back to like the school times and we can't get rid of it?
Well, I mean, you spend so much time in that environment that, I mean, that's when your mind is being maybe molded. So
that sucks.
It does. I mean, I think with work and with time, you could get out of that. You get out of your own head.
Danny, you used to be a lot heavier, right, back in the day?
Yes.
And do you still feel like that same guy sometimes? Or
yes.
Have you finally? Yeah, see?
All the time.
Even though I would never, I mean, I've only known you as a skinny dude.
Yeah.
Well, compared to me anyway.
A lot of times, yeah. Well, it's funny because I fluctuate in weight a lot. So it's like sometimes I'm skinnier than not, but all the time I still feel like I'm 215 pounds. Like no matter, even if I look at myself in the mirror, I'm like, nah, you're still 215.
Wow.
It's weird.
Yeah, that sucks.
It happens. That sucks. I don't know how you get out of your own head with those kind of situations.
I think all women would love to be in Vicky's spot.
That's why it's fortunate for me. I've always thought I was God's gift to women.
And you still are. Way. Yes,
thank you
are.
Rev.
Delusion.
Delusion is a great drug.
It really is.
If
you could be deluded positively where you think you're amazing, that's the greatest delusion ever.
But one of the tricks my therapist has taught me, and I'm working on it, and that's why therapy is a constant, you know, it's not a battle, but it's constant.
It's a process.
It's a process. And she always tells me, you'll never get rid of those negative thoughts. Any bad thoughts you have in your head, they'll never go away. You'll never stop having bad thoughts. The point is not to have them drive your life. Just put them in the back seat.
Put them in the back seat, Steve.
So there you go, you peoples.
And then have a little action with them in the back seat.
Wow.
What?
I don't know. Isn't that what the back seat's
for? Your bad thoughts?
I'm having action with my demons.
I would love to bang my bad thoughts, bang the hell out of them, get them out of my head completely.
Wow.
I would, man. You know,
and that's where things got weird.
That's what I'm just saying.
Oh, I like this one. On a scale of 1 to 10, Vicky is a 9. I'm the one she needs.
Oh, I get it. 1 really? Plus 9 is 10.
Really?
Come on, that was good.
Vicky, okay, that's awesome.
That's pretty good. I've never heard that before.
Vicky, like that one?
I like that one.
All right, you know what, Vicky? Whoever you are, you might have a shot.
Another one, I like to take Vicky out to a nice seafood dinner and never call her again.
Okay, that's fantastic.
On BJ, someone says even Gary Ridgway was a decent-looking dude.
I don't know if I say it. Gary Ridgway was a freaky-looking dude.
He had very piercing eyes.
Yeah, he did.
That's the way to put
it.
You
got a nice shovel, Gary. Jesus, I mean, God, Gary, all right. Well, here's an important question.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, really, I just can't accept it. I can't accept it. What do Ryan Castle and a cuckoo clock have in common? Yeah, we're all left in the head, that's it. I'll tell you at 9:51 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock.
At 9.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. All right, so we got an 88-year-old guy. His name is Daniel. He's from the great state of Connecticut. And on Monday, He stormed into a construction company with his gun strapped to his hip, looking for his nephew who worked there. And you know why, Steve?
Why is that?
He only wanted to shoot him, that's all. That's it. Just a simple, I'm going to shoot my nephew, that's it.
Is there a reason behind it?
Well, yes. You see, according to Daniel, his nephew, not very nice. Went into his joint, stole two suits, his cane, and damaged his cuckoo clock. Well, that, oh. I mean, there you go. Speaking of, yeah, somebody's cuckoo. So the employees told Daniel, yeah, your nephew's not working today. And I hope
he wasn't working.
Yeah, and I hope that he's the only guy you're mad at. And this guy is like, all right, no problem. He was very polite, thanked him for their time, said he'd be back tomorrow to shoot his nephew. They called the cops. See, Daniel's old school. You know what I mean? You see, when he's mad, he at least focuses it on one person, and he's kind to everybody else. I do like that about Daniel, though he still should be locked up.
Come back tomorrow.
Yeah, he's kind of crazy. Speaking of crazy, hey, Jeets, he's here. He's in for Ryan Castle. He's got your morning 12-pack.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
This is what Steve's going to try to do an impression of. All right, Steve. There we go. There's Steve on the ground on all his knees. Geez. Oh, look at how agile he was because of his wrestling.
All right. Now you ready? In a dog position, right?
All right, doggy. Here we go. Steve doing an impression of a dog impersonating an emergency vehicle. Siren. Here we go, buddy. Fantastic.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I owe a lot of back taxes. Can bankruptcy help me?
Bankruptcy can discharge back taxes under certain circumstances. Some types of taxes are never dischargeable, like if you have taxes from an employee, if you ran a business and didn't pay employee taxes or sales taxes. Those types of taxes cannot be discharged in bankruptcy. However, most people don't have those kind of taxes. Most people have just regular income taxes. If you owe income taxes and you filed your tax returns but just weren't able to pay the taxes, if the taxes are more than 3 years old and you filed the tax returns, those types of taxes can be discharged in bankruptcy in most circumstances, especially through a Chapter 13 case.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.